Good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Remarkable Women. It's been a minute. Happy New Year. How are you? How is 2024 treating you? So this will be my first recording of this new year. How was Christmas? How have you been? How is everything? I feel like I haven't really touched base with quite a few of you in a while. So I thought I'd just do a little check-in, a little welfare check. How we doing? I hope body, mind, and spirit is in together. Well, actually, I literally translated that. There's this Shona saying that like people use. It's a greeting. They say when people say good morning, they say they respond back and say, "Tinofara kuti nyama nemweya shamuka zviri pamwe chete." That means that you're happy that you woke up, body, mind, and spirit together intact, and you're well, and you're strong, and you're out there being your best. So, what's 2024? It's a very for me, it's a very exciting year. As it marks the 10th anniversary of my survival journey. I wasn't actually, I mean, it just kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say I forgot about it, but actually I kind of did. It was just kind of, I don't know, at the back of my mind, and I didn't really think about it until I went to a particular place, a special place that I go to, a park in the area where I live. And it's a very special place for me because it was the first place that I really I remember the first couple of days that I arrived here. I took some time for myself and I just kind of sat on a bench and after the morning school run, and I was just watching the world go by. I was just watching people walking their dogs, people walking from the school run, just like different things were going on. And I don't know, I felt like I wanted to be a part of that community and that society. And just like, I was just very intrigued by the people and just the area. So I made the decision to stay in this area, and over the last 10 years, we have built a life here. We have friends here who have become family here. I run a business here, I work here. And I suppose this morning, as I was just driving past the park, I decided to stop and decided to just sit down for a minute. And then it just kind of hit me, like, you literally sat here 10 years ago and you were crying your eyes out and just like the lowest point in your life. And sitting on the same bench this morning, I feel I'm very proud of myself. I should say that. I don't think that we take enough time to tell ourselves how proud we are of ourselves because, it's seen as being egotistic or whatever. But I think self-praise is necessary sometimes. Because only you know what you've been through. Only you know the challenges that you faced. So don't wait for somebody else to tell you, oh, you've done well, or to recognize your achievements. For me, this year has just like that's this morning, just sitting at that bench, I was like, wow, it's been 10 years. Like remembering what it was like back then and how difficult things were for me for in so many areas, just mentally trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I had a toddler with me and I had no job and I had no career really. I was just at the beginning of my hairdressing training, thought about giving up many times, so it's a very reflective message for me this morning, a very a grateful message, just to be grateful. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to the universe. I'm grateful to my ancestors who guide me. I'm grateful to the people that I have met in this place. I'm grateful for the people that I have met and are no longer in touch with in this place. So friends who've come and gone. I'm grateful for them because they were a part of my story and my journey. I'm grateful for those relationships that didn't work out, because it made me realize what I didn't want and what I wanted. So I'm grateful. I think that is the message for me this morning. And also, just like, I remember I had a conversation with someone, sort of like, let's say maybe 13 years ago, about where I was gonna go with my life, and in terms of, so I had a baby and then I was meant to go back to university. Because the first time around when I went to uni, I kind of just went 1 year and then I stopped. So, the agreement with the family was that, I would go back to university after I had a baby and sort of pursue a career in nursing. But actually, when it came down to it, I looked at my baby and I thought, do I really want to spend all my time in at uni and just leave this baby at nursery all the time? So it didn't work for me. And also, nursing was not my passion. It wasn't for me. So I decided to do hairdressing, which was a 15-hour course, which allowed me to be in college for 15 hours, but also my baby would be in nursery for 15 hours. So would both be away from each other, the exact amount of time. And being a single mom at the time, that was really important for me to make sure that, there was some kind of consistency and routine in my daughter's life. So I made the decision to go and do hair and beauty at college. And I remember a family member who's no longer a family member. Catch that. Anyway, that just shows their opinion doesn't matter. It didn't matter then, doesn't matter now. But it, I just remember it. I remembered it. I remember he said to me that when I said I didn't want to go to university and this and this and this, and he was like, "Oh, you've completely ruined your life. You're not gonna go anywhere in your life. You can't get anywhere without a degree. This and this and the other." And he just made some really derogatory comments towards me, just basically telling me that without higher education or without a degree in my hands, I had no life. But actually, you were wrong. You were so wrong. And I might, when I see you around, I might stop you and just be like, let me take you to lunch. You were wrong. Because, and I think that we shouldn't, had I listened to this man, had I listened to this person about how they were trying to knock my confidence about this path of life that I was trying to embark on, or this story that I was trying to write for myself, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm not where I would like to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be 10 years ago. And that, for that, I'm grateful. So don't listen to people, the naysayers, people when they're always like, oh, always discouraging you, always trying to, Nigerian people say to pour sand in your gari. They want to just, just it discourage you from what you feel within yourself is right for you. So I'm glad that I listened to my gut. And I'm glad that I made the decisions that I did for myself and my daughter. And I'm just grateful for the life that we have right now. I'm grateful for the lessons that I have learned in the last 10 years. Sad about some people that I have lost, but grateful that I had that time with them. I'm grateful that I found I've met really, really special, special, special people in this place. And I feel like everybody has a place. Everybody has a place. And I've lived in so many different places in the UK over the last 20 odd years that I've lived here. But actually, I've never felt as home as I feel right now. I feel like you have to get to that place for certain things to start falling into place. And that's how I feel like that's happened for me. So if you're living somewhere, if you're working somewhere, if you're somewhere that you don't feel like you're at home, then move. You're not a tree. Find your place. Find your people. Or find your place and your people will find you. Ooh, I'm gonna say that again. Find your place. And then your people will find you. I'm so grateful for this community. I'm really excited because I really want to. I'm excited because I am planning a brunch for us, a Remarkable Women networking brunch in April. Dates to be confirmed as well as venue. But the idea behind it is, we haven't really met up in person for such a long time, so I think that it's important for us to touch base in person. So I was hoping that you ladies would be open to, spending a couple of hours with me, eating some sandwiches and meeting other great women in our local area. But yeah, I'll keep you posted once the information is ready. Then I'll be sure to announce it. I'll also put it on my socials as well. But thank you so much for your continued support. I hope that 2024 will be a year that you begin to write your own story. Will be a year that you begin to own your story. And also the year that you begin to live your truth. Live in your truth. Not just live your truth, live in it. Inside your truth, live in it. So it can become you. You can own it, and nobody can ever say to me. Somebody said to me yesterday, was it yesterday? He said, "Oh, your best friend is the one that knows all your secrets." And I was like, "I have no secrets. I really don't have any secrets. There's literally nothing nobody can say about me that I'm ashamed of." Because I think that when you live a life where you're keeping so many secrets with so many different people, you are constantly afraid that you're going to get exposed. And it's just stressful. It's too much hard work for me to remember, what I said to this person or what secret I need to protect. Or, you end up prolonging certain relationships because you're trying to protect your secret. I have no secret. If you have a secret about me, please come and tell me, because me, I don't know where you heard it from, because it's definitely not from me. So let it be a year of transparency. Let us get rid of all those things, all that baggage that holds us back. All those little things that you think that if people will know, they're going to look at you side. Like, let be an open person. Not open in the sense that, you attract everything and you bring everything, but offload yourself. Offload yourself of all those little secrets, all those little habits, all those little things that you always want to hide from everyone. That if somebody was to say it in a room full of people one day, you beg for the ground to open and swallow you. Those things. Let's get rid of those things. Because those things, they're the ones that eat you up inside. They're the ones that those are the little voices in your head that are constantly telling you that you're not good enough. Don't you remember what you did? Don't you remember that you did this? Don't you remember that you're consistently reminding you, because you have given life and power to secrets. You have given life and power to lies. You've given life and power to trauma that happened to you that has made you ashamed of who you are. So let's clean out ourselves. Let's clean out our closets. Let's there not be no more skeletons in the closet. There's this old age saying that's like, oh, everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Me, I no get. I don't have. My cupboard is empty. There's no bones in there. If you're looking for bones to throw at me, there's nothing. You'll be very disappointed. So please, let's not have any more skeletons in the closet in 2024. Let us live the life that we want and write the stories that we want for ourselves. And anybody that does not agree with how you want to live, walk away from them. They're not for you. Anyway, I hope that this has been a good message. It's definitely been a good message for me. I feel really just happy. I'm gonna go and grab some breakfast. I'm obsessed with eggs at the moment. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I'm gonna go and get some breakfast. And I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your week. And yeah, keep the comments coming, keep the feedback coming. Let's keep the conversation going, and share to a sister so we can all help each other. I'm appreciative of the support. Thank you so much, and I will catch you in my next episode. Speak soon. Bye now.